Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. We are in the middle of the week going through the first letter of St. John, and in Burning Hearts fashion, we've only made it through a couple of verses, but what we're seeing is the richness of God's word. And that's also a word play, because over and over again, St. John is talking about the word, the word, the word, the word of God, the word of life. And if you joined us yesterday, you know, we talked about John basically giving us a formula for how to share the gospel with people. He's saying this word of life, which is Jesus. He's saying, I saw it, I testify to it, and now I proclaim to you the eternal life was with the Father, has been made manifest to us. This is him really giving the gospel, saying, hey, this is my experience. I saw Jesus. I tested. This is what he did in my life. And now I'm proclaiming to you, Jesus is the eternal life given to us from the Father. It's amazing. It's so, so, so amazing. And I want to get into Psalm 119. We have another part of Psalm 119. There are so many parts of Psalm 119, so we're just going to keep going because it's an amazing, amazing, fruitful psalm. But today we have a really special feast day, the feast day of Saint Therese, who, as we're talking and as we're going through the first letter of Saint John, saying the focus is on Jesus and who he is. And who he is and what he has done for us. Saint Therese was a saint of simplicity, right? She has her little way, and she's so focused on love. And I love one of the things very simply. She says, what matters in life is not great deeds, but great love. And in a way, great love produces great deeds. And truly, that great love that Saint Therese speaks of, the great love that she abandons herself to. Well, she says this, Jesus does not demand great action from us, but simply surrender and gratitude. As we surrender ourselves to this great love, the life that was with the Father, the very God life, comes down in the person of Jesus, presents himself to us and say, will you receive me? Will you surrender to me? Will you belong to me and give me everything? And it's this surrender to this great love, which produces the testimony of our lives that we see John talking about. It's amazing. And so Saint Therese, we just invite you to pray for us today. Lead us along the little way and allow us to do everything with great love. One last quote from her, holiness consists simply in doing God's will and being just what God wants us to be. And so a great prayer as we go forth today, God, who do you want me to be? Who do you want me to be? I want to follow your will. I want to walk in your way and do it with great, great love. Amen. All right, let's go ahead and read a little bit of our psalm before we get into our passage. Teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end. Give me understanding, so that I may keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, preserve my life. I love that. Teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees that I may follow it till the end. And again, we have keeping your law and obeying it in our heart, that we tuck the commands of the Lord, the precepts of the Lord away in our hearts so that we can obey them. We can obey them with all of our hearts. Teach us, Lord, to follow your decrees. It's so, so good. And I was going to say one thing about following till the end. I love this phrase of following to the end. You know, recently I had the privilege of seeing this movie, Triumph of the Heart, about St. Maximilian Kolbe. And it just detailed, it was just a movie following the time that 10 men were in the prison cell in the Auschwitz in the concentration camp being starved there. And it follows them day after day after day. And there's one scene where Maximilian is encouraging this one man who has a little rock and he's trying to use it to take his own life because he's so discouraged and he's so distressed. And he's holding this man and he's telling him the truth about who he is and the truth about who God is. And he's holding him there in the suffering. He says, finish the race. He tells him over again, finish the race. And that thing of, Lord, teach me your decrees. Why? So that I may follow them till the end, so that I may finish the race. I want to hold fast to your decrees so I can finish your race. Amen. So good. So let's get back into our passage here where we left off. I'm just going to read from John 1, chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was made manifest and we saw it and testified to it and proclaimed to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard and we proclaim also to you so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing this that our joy may be complete. We talked about that testifying, that proclaiming. And they're proclaiming because they want people to join them. And this line is so beautiful that we're going to dive into today. We proclaim also to you that you may have fellowship with us. Right? John is saying, we're proclaiming to you this gospel. We're proclaiming to you word of life because we want to have fellowship with you. We want you to be with us. We want you to come and join our community, our family. The word fellowship is mutual sharing, companionship, partnership. The word in Greek there is koinonia. It's translated as fellowship, fellowship amongst believers. It's participating in a life together. This is something that we long for, something that we desire. And they're saying, we're preaching the gospel to you, not to say we want to prove you wrong, but so that you can join us. There's an invitation there. That not only is John saying, this is what we've seen, this is what we've heard, this is what happened to us apostles because we were the ones who were there. He's saying, no, this is real. I'm giving testimony to you so you know that this is real. And it ends with an invitation. It says, come, we want you to join us. Come and join us. Fellowship in suffering, fellowship in mission, fellowship in charity. It's not just friendship or social connection, but a spiritual communion that's based on a shared life in Christ and a participation in his grace, a shared life and purpose, saying we're coming in common, not because we're all perfect, because we've seen and we've touched and we want to be on this mission together. And what's so beautiful is John, he's saying, you may have fellowship with us. And then he's going to describe, what is our fellowship? Our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Our participation, our communion, our sharing, our partnership is with the Father. This is the life that John refers to. He's saying the word of life was made manifest, was given to us. What is the word of life? It's the very life of God to be found in Jesus. And so he's saying, what is our sharing? What is our relationship now? Because of Jesus, we have his relationship with the Father. We enter into communion with the Trinity. That's amazing. We enter into communion with the Trinity, with the very Father that we now have access to through the word of life. Friends, listen to this again. Our fellowship is with the Father. Our fellowship is with the Father. Ephesians 2 says this, for through him, Christ, we have access in one spirit to the Father. We have fellowship with the Father and communion with the Son. Eternal life is described as knowing and sharing in God's inner life. Jesus says in John 17, he says, "This is life." This is life. He's talking to his Father. This is life. That they may know you, the only true God, and in Jesus Christ, the one whom you have sent. Jesus said to his Father, this is what life is. And then John says in his teachings, we're inviting you to hear this proclamation that you may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. The exact definition of eternal life that Jesus gives, to know the Father and the Son. We are in, through our baptism, divine communion with him. Romans 5:5, the love of God is poured out into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Friends, this is the fellowship we have with each other in the church. We're not just sharing in natural friendship. We as a body have fellowship with the Trinity. We're sharing even now as we speak in divine life. How does this change things for us? How does this change the way we walk? How does this change the way we talk? How does this change the way we love one another? Your life in the body of Christ is a life with Jesus Christ as the head, leading us home to the Father. And even though we don't share in it fully yet, even now, we share in the relationship between the Father and the Son. Jesus, Holy Spirit, pour out a grace of deeper understanding. Friends, don't just listen to this and be driving in the car and let that pass you by. Don't be like, I already know this. Our fellowship that we have with each other is one that is in the Father and the Son. As we share fellowship with each other, our fellowship is in the relationship we have with the Father and the Son. You are sharing in divine life. Father, show us how we share life with you. Show us what you've given us access to as your children. My Father is the King. My Father has chosen me before the foundation of the world to be brought home to him by his Son. I share in the relationship that Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, shares with the Father, the creator of the universe. This is reality. And so Jesus, show us, reveal to us the weight of what this means. What does this mean for our community with one another? What does this mean for how we walk with Jesus? What does this mean for how you view your identity today? He says this to end it. And we are writing this that our joy may be complete. The completion of our joy is being in fellowship with God the Father and God the Son, and in fellowship with one another, a supernatural fellowship. Our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Praise be to God that we're invited into this fellowship. I invite you to contemplate that today and actually experience that fellowship through taking the time to go to adoration or go to Mass. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.